knowing, you know, put, I want me to remind you of these things. Would to God people could still hear. But for the voices that are out there, you know, and you know, they don't know what they're doing. Honestly, it's funny that people teach Peter and just don't get it. God is, and they lack these things, and they're blind. God forgive them, really. I mean, it makes me want to weep. It makes me angry. I think the weeping is the more proper emotion, though. What am I going to do? Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent to thee. How often would I have gathered thee, but you would not. The word of God stands always there as a reminder. But there are two things. One, the preaching of the false teachers is one thing. The other is the lust of the people who hear them and their desire that they should not follow after the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is as much a factor as the false teaching. Meaning, I don't really want to hear a message that's going to require so much of me. Not that I have, not even the sense of like I have to do it. You know what I mean? Even if, as it is the gospel. I mean, it's good news that you can walk in righteousness. It's good news that you can walk in godliness. It's good news that God is going to impart to us virtue. Knowledge is not it is good news that knowledge, that righteousness is not merely imputed. It is also imparted. I use that language because I know they deny the impartation of righteousness. You know why? Because they can't have it like that. They want to be able to get people saved in 5 minutes or less. And the idea that it was going to take a lifetime to live out this Christ, this walk in Christ. And it doesn't take a lifetime to get saved. Getting saved is something that happens before the foundation of the world. It happens in the purposes of God before we're even born. And it's realized as God brings his grace to us, as he gives us faith, as he delivers all these works into our lives that we do. It is suitable, meet, just, as long as I am in the tabernacle to stir you up. It is all, and that's why I do the same thing. I want to stir up people's minds to remember these things, though they be lost. It's really, you know, they are not aware of the present truth. That's why I have come to turn your hearts back to the things which they taught. You know, knowing that surely I must put, he realized the end of his life was coming as the Lord had, you know, he's making reference to the time in his life when Jesus, and it's in the Gospels, and we'll be doing those shortly. Well, not shortly, but fairly shortly. Relatively shortly. We're going to do the Gospels a lot sooner than a lot of other teachers are going to do them, and you're going to learn a lot more. Because one of the things the Lord Jesus blessed me in my gifts, and in all, without any false humility, he has blessed me in the understanding of parables and the explanation of those things. And the explanation of many things, as some may have perceived. And I don't say this to... All I say is, this is just an all truth. I could just sit here and pretend like, I don't need you. It's like, I don't glory in it. I don't. I just want you to know. I want to give you something to look forward to. But, you know, have I not already declared what manner of man I am? So I'm a man who's been given so many gifts and done so little with them. That vexes me. Well, the Lord has shown me the time of that, that has begun to change, has already come at hand. I've only begun. I feel like there's a... I don't know why I want to say... serving now... what year? I guess I started 14 years ago. Sooner. 16. Well, I expect 18 more. 34. I don't know. I'm sorry. You're just into my... I'm thinking to myself. I guess because, you know why? When I read the things in the scriptures, it affects me. It makes me look inward. People might listen to the teaching and say, Paul, you know, sometimes you talk a lot about yourself. It's just because, you know what? This is my Bible study. And I don't mean like, it's for you to learn about me. It's for me to learn as much as for you. And I examine myself first in all things. You know, in my mind, I'm at the forefront of all the examinations, whether it be escaping the corruption of this world and the world through lust, or for putting on all these things. I have faith, I will put them on. If I lack any of them, God's going to make up the lack. He's got his divine power behind it. You know, he's able to do, as Ephesians, I think it was what, chapter 4 or 3, the last verse. I think it was 3. He, by his divine power, he has given us all things which pertain to life and godliness. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He's able to do exceedingly above all that we ask or think. He says, after his death, to have all these things always in remembrance. He wants you to remember all those things. Always in remembrance. Let them be always in remembrance. I want to make a song out of 2 Peter 1, verses 1 through 12. Or maybe right through this whole chapter. So maybe I should do the book of 2 Peter. It lends itself more than maybe some of the other epistles. We have not followed cunningly devised fables. Cunningly devised sophizo. Sophia. Wisdom. Meaning rendered wise. Can mean in a sinister sense. You know. To make something plausible. Even error. You know. This cunning devision, or whatever, of fables, mythos, myths. I mean, it could all just be a story. You know, that's what I love about the gospel I believe in, because it's not in word only, but in power. In power. What, you know, what, by what miracle? By the miracle of a righteous life. In Christ Jesus, the miracle that I look for.